Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, an annual holiday tradition returns this weekend. For over 50 years, thousands of tuba players have gotten together to play Christmas music at sites around the world. Jeremy Knudsen is the coordinator and conductor of the St. Louis event held this Saturday at the Beer Garden at the Budweiser Brewery in Soulard. It's 1 p.m. Registration starts at 8 with rehearsals at 8:30. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMOX.
Thank you for taking a minute to talk to me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I used to play sousaphone, so I love this event specifically for tubas and euphoniums. Tell us what the difference is there.
So, sorry, that's a school bell. I'm a high school teacher.
Oh, okay.
So a tuba is the big ones that people usually recognize that in the back row of an orchestra or concert band, or sousaphones are the big ones that wrap around the body during marching season. And then a euphonium, I like to say, is the little sibling of the tuba. It's an octave higher, and usually at Tuba Christmas, those are the ones that get the melodies, and sometimes the tubas do as well.
This is great because these are not necessarily instruments that usually are featured. As you mentioned, they're usually in the back of the orchestra.
Correct. That's one of the best things about Tuba Christmas. There's no sound like it in the world. It was something that was started in 1974 by Harvey Phillips, who was a champion of tuba and euphonium music. And it's just really a great, great opportunity for these instruments to be showcased because it's just a beautiful, gorgeous sound. Once you hear it once, you never forget it.
How many do you expect at Tuba Christmas this year?
This year, we're expecting around 150 to 200 musicians.
Wow. How do you coordinate that many tubas and euphoniums?
Well, a lot of Tylenol, first of all. I'm just kidding. It's wonderful. The best thing about getting that many people together is they're all doing it for the love of the instrument and the love of just spreading joy to everyone else. There are multi-generations in our group, grandparents, children, and grandchildren, husbands, wives, brothers, sisters. It's just so much fun. And seeing these people who get together for this purpose once a year, it really goes together really, really, really well. As a coordinator, my job is really to coordinate with the Harvey Phillips Foundation, which is based in Indiana, who runs Tuba Christmas events all over the world. And then I get our site together every year, and then we have a rehearsal, and we go and we do the thing. It's so much fun.
So what's the cost for the performers and for the public?
For the performers, it's a $10 registration fee. The rehearsal starts that morning. Registration is at 8 a.m. at the Anheuser-Busch Beer Garden. We have a rehearsal from 8:30 to 11 a.m. And then the performance is at 1 p.m. and it is free and open to the public. And it's just, it's so much fun. Families come, they have no connection to it other than they hear about it. And then they tell me that afterwards that they're going to make it a new family tradition every year for the holiday season.
Tell us some of the songs that you expect to perform.
We perform traditional Christmas carols like The First Noel and Joy to the World, as well as some more popular and newer songs like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And in St. Louis, we actually have a tradition. One of our most popular songs that we play year after year that is only played in St. Louis is the Chipmunk Song, which is a lot of fun. Everybody loves that one every year. Last year was our first year at the Anheuser-Busch Beer Garden. So last year we also threw in an arrangement of Here Comes the King, otherwise known as the Budweiser song. You'll recognize that one if you're from St. Louis.
Exactly. Is it hard to find arrangements that are designed specifically for tuba?
Not super hard. When Tuba Christmas was started by Harvey Phillips, he actually contracted a composer friend of his named Alec Wilder to write several arrangements. That book is still a book of arrangements we use to this day. And we've been really lucky in St. Louis to have Tuba Christmas coordinators and conductors in years past that have commissioned and had composed other arrangements for St. Louis Tuba Christmas, like the Chipmunk Song.
Now, you did mention that you're with a school. You're an assistant director of bands at Eureka High School and a tuba instructor. We're going to have to let you go in just a minute here. But I'm curious for you what the importance is of outside performances like this for students especially.
Sure. It is really important. I think when you play for a home audience, your parents will love you and tell you you did great no matter how you did. And so one of the importances for students is to see that music has value outside the four walls of the school. So when we get a chance as a high school teacher to play at events like senior citizens luncheons or out and around the community, it's just a great way to share this music and see the memories and feelings that music can evoke in other people outside of just the musicians in our four walls.
Well, Jeremy, we'll let you get to class. Thank you so much. And we'll give our listeners some details of the performance. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Yeah, thank you. That is Jeremy Knudsen. He is coordinator and conductor of Tuba Christmas in St. Louis. It's at the Anheuser-Busch Beer Garden Saturday, December 14th at 1 o'clock. And if you're a performer or if you just want to go listen, you can go to tubachristmas.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.